From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, May 15th. Butte County Behavioral Health got some good news this week. It will receive a $7.7 million grant. The Proposition 1 money will be used to rehabilitate and expand a building that formerly housed Enlo Health's Behavioral Health Program. The new enlarged facility will house up to 40 clients with mental health or addiction issues. It will also provide 24-hour intensive support services. Butte County's Behavioral Health Director, Scott Canelli, says the center will fill a big gap in services.
We have no such facility in Butte County, and so we actually send out our conserved clients to other counties. There's about 32 individuals right now that are in other counties, and it makes it very difficult for those individuals to feel connected to friends, family, you know, their county of origin, and to their treatment teams.
Canelli says he expects construction to begin later this year and to have the new mental health rehabilitation center open by next spring. In other news, smoke from climate change-fueled wildfires have led to thousands of deaths in the United States, and one North State county has the highest death toll. About 15,000 people died in the country from smoke and soot particles produced from climate change-driven wildfires between 2006 and 2020. Trinity County had the highest rate of these deaths nationwide. That's according to a recent study published by Nature. During that 14-year period, smoke caused by climate change contributed to about 17 deaths per 100,000 residents in Trinity County each year. That's a lot for one of the least populated counties in the state. Trinity isn't the only county in the region to make the list. Siskiyou, Shasta, and Del Norte counties were also among the top 10 nationally. And more U.S. farmers filed for bankruptcy last year than in the previous 4 years. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports.
According to a study by the U.S. Farm Bureau, 55% more farmers filed for bankruptcy in 2024 than in 2023. California has the highest number of filings. It's also the nation's largest agricultural producer. Industry analysts point to 3 primary reasons farmers are struggling: higher production costs, including labor, higher interest rates, and in some cases, lower commodity prices. Some California farmers also point to restrictions under the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act as a contributing factor. Nut and grape producers have been especially hard hit. In the North State, almonds or walnuts are some of the top crops in several counties, including Butte, Colusa, Glen, Tehama, and Sutter. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Also, the City of Chico's Ad Hoc Committee on Homelessness met for the second time yesterday. The group is hearing from service providers to inform the city on how it can best address its ongoing homelessness crisis. At yesterday's meeting, a presentation was heard from Taylor Bunch. She's the executive director of True North Housing Alliance. The nonprofit operates the Torres Community Shelter in Chico and also has other services for unhoused and precariously housed residents in Butte County. The committee also tentatively agreed on key topics for future discussion, including addiction and mental health, the effects of city codes and municipal policy, and community proposals for shelter sites. The group is made up of Mayor Casey Reynolds and council members Mike O'Brien and Bryce Goldstein. It meets every other Wednesday and is expected to continue through the fall. An update will be presented to the full city council this summer. Additionally, dozens of new housing units will be available in Chico next year. The Chico Housing Action Team has broken ground on a project aimed at housing some of the most vulnerable residents in Butte County. The Enterprise Record reports Builders Village will offer more than 60 units for the region's aging and disabled unhoused population. Most of those will be studio apartments. The project is being paid for by a combination of funds from a state grant and donations. It's set to open by November of 2026. And finally, good fire may soon be used in some national forests in the North State. The U.S. Forest Service wants input from the community for a prescribed burn project totaling several hundred acres. It's scheduled to take place across the Klamath and Shasta Trinity National Forests, which overlap Shasta, Siskiyou, Tehama, and Trinity counties. A 31-page information package for the prescribed burn can be found online. Comments must be submitted by June 1st. And those were your headlines for Thursday, May 15th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.